From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The district attorney in Durham, North Carolina, says he's resigning. Mike Nifong is facing ethics charges for his handling of the rape case involving members of the Duke University lacrosse team. He made his tearful resignation announcement as he testified in a hearing before a disciplinary commission of the North Carolina State Bar. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from outside the hearing in Raleigh, North Carolina.
After stoically defending himself for months for the way he handled the Duke lacrosse case, it was a very different Mike Nifong who announced his resignation this afternoon. Sitting on the witness stand during an ethics hearing that could result in his disbarment, Nifong said it wouldn't be fair to the people of his county for him to stay on the job.
So it is my intention, whether or not, whatever the decision is to make, to resign as district attorney in Durham.
Nifong initially charged three lacrosse players with rape after a stripper claimed she was assaulted at a team party. But the district attorney became a target of ridicule as the case slowly unraveled, and eventually the charges against the players were dismissed when state investigators concluded there had never been any evidence of a crime. On the witness stand today, Nifong conceded he is not held in high esteem.
I will go to my grave associated with this case. And it's okay. I don't have a problem with that. I took the responsibility on myself, and I don't intend to pass it off on anybody else.
Despite the resignation announcement, Nifong's ethics hearing continued before the North Carolina State Bar. The bar still could decide to revoke his law license. In earlier testimony today, Nifong admitted to one of the charges against him, that his public comments during the case, like calling the lacrosse players hooligans, were prejudicial and inappropriate. But he denied another, more serious allegation, that he withheld from defense lawyers crucial DNA evidence that supported the players' innocence. Nifong said he wasn't aware defense lawyers didn't have the evidence until they filed a court motion asking for it.
I got the motion, and I read over it, and my first reaction was a variation of, oh crap, I didn't give them this, and then I went back and looked, and the information clearly was not in there in a direct form.
Nifong apologized to the three former Duke students who were targets of the rape charges, and he paid special tribute to Reed Seligman, who testified against Nifong earlier today. During his time on the stand, Seligman recounted the day last spring when he and his father learned he'd been indicted.
I mean, my dad just fell to the floor, and I just sat on the ground, and I said, my life is over. And the first thing I thought about was, how am I going to tell my mom?
Seligman said the prosecution seemed like, in his words, a sick joke, made worse because Nifong labeled as fiction evidence that suggested Seligman wasn't at the party when the alleged rape took place. Seligman said the allegations made him and the other lacrosse players feel helpless.
We'd always been really respected on campus, and previously everyone had given you a pat on the back and said, hope you guys are number one, hope you win the national championship, too. Nobody really wants to talk to you. Everybody looks at you. I mean, it was as lonely of a feeling as you can ever imagine.
Late today, one of the defense lawyers who represented the lacrosse players dismissed Nifong's resignation as a cynical ploy to try to win the mercy of the disciplinary commission. But even after the district attorney's tearful announcement, officials of the state bar continued to grill him about his handling of the case, giving little indication that Nifong's decision to step down will affect the outcome of this hearing. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.